ARUP Institute for Learning presents Insight,
Education,
Leader,
Pain Management,
Technology,
Experiment,
Esoterization,
Informatics,
Body Research,
Excellent.
Laboratory Medicine.
Join us as we delve into emerging topics presented by ARUP medical directors who are faculty in the Department of Pathology, School of Medicine, and other highly qualified expert contributors.
This is Golden Welch. I'm here with Dr. Maggie Hopkins and Dr. Kamisha Johnson-Davis. In this segment, we are here to discuss cases in toxicology and considerations for clinicians in collecting the appropriate samples in the appropriate way for therapeutic drug management, or TDM. Dr. Hopkins?
We will be discussing the following two cases. Case number one, a specimen was collected from a kidney transplant patient and sent to a laboratory for tacrolimus quantification. A pre-dose trough specimen was collected once the patient reached steady state concentration. The physician reviewed the results and called the lab to question if the lab made an error since the test result was below the limit of quantification. The laboratory pulled the specimen from storage to repeat testing and discovered that the client sent serum instead of whole blood. In case number two, a patient was diagnosed with depression and a serum specimen was sent to the laboratory to monitor compliance with tricyclic antidepressants. The physician received the result and called the lab because the value was 40% lower than the previous 3 months of testing. The physician requested repeat testing and the result was still the same and questioned if the laboratory made an error. The laboratory reviewed the results from the run and the quality control values were in range. The lab called the physician to inquire about changes in dose specimen collection and the physician stated that whole blood specimen was collected in a gel separator tube and had sat for 8 hours at room temperature before transferring to a serum tube and shipped for analysis.
Why are sample types important in tox testing?
The sample type is very important, and it really depends on the purpose of testing, which sample you would like to collect. In compliance monitoring, for example, you are looking to catch positives, so you want the sample that's most likely going to give you a positive result, such as urine, where a drug may collect. In therapeutic drug monitoring, you have the goal of checking the levels of drug for efficacy and also to minimize risk for toxicity. Also, when evaluating acute intoxication, you need to know what the blood level is at that time. So the sample type can vary between blood, serum, plasma, urine, depending on what the reason for testing is.
So depending on the clinical utility, if you're looking for just a sample that is positive for a drug, like you mentioned in compliance testing, when you're looking for how much drug is there, that would be used for therapeutic drug management. Would you talk a little bit about therapeutic drug management and what it is used for?
Certainly. There are many drugs that have a narrow therapeutic range, known toxicity levels that are near the therapeutic levels. And some drugs may need to be kept above certain concentrations in order to be effective.
Dr. Johnson-Davis, can you give us some examples of these drugs or drug classes?
Some of the drug classes that are frequently measured for therapeutic drug management would be immunosuppressive agents, antibiotics, antifungal drugs, anti-epileptic medications, etc.
And what sample type is used for therapeutic drug monitoring?
Serum or plasma is the preferred sample type for most drugs. This is giving you a snapshot in time of what the drug level is in the body at that particular time. However, in some cases, whole blood may be more appropriate because the drug may collect inside of the red blood cells.
Does that explain what happened in case one, where the client had sent serum instead of whole blood?
Yes, that's exactly what happened. The serum would have a lower concentration of tacrolimus than the whole blood because tacrolimus is a drug that collects inside of red blood cells.
It's important also to wait until a patient has reached steady state concentration, and it takes about 5 to 7 half-lives of the drug to reach steady state concentration, and this will also ensure stable results and better decision making when making dose adjustments.
Dr. Johnson-Davis described collecting a sample at a peak or a trough to determine steady state. What are the key times for this sample collection, Dr. Hopkins?
The best time to collect the specimen for therapeutic drug monitoring depends on the drug and on the purpose of testing. If it is to tell if there is a toxic level or to make sure that levels are maintained above the efficacious level, you will want to collect either trough levels, which are the lowest that they will be, or peak levels, or collect a sample right before the next dose is scheduled to make sure that they need that dose to keep them in the therapeutic range.
For most drugs, therapeutic ranges are based on pre-dose trough collections, which is right before the next dose that is administered. However, there are some drugs like antibiotics that may have a peak collection therapeutic range, and therefore you would want to collect the specimen 1 to 2 hours after the dose administration. There are some drugs in which a random collection may be beneficial, such as digoxin. And digoxin has a long distribution phase, so it takes about 8 hours for the amount of drug in blood to be similar to the amount of drug in tissue. So a random collection can also be beneficial depending on the time it takes to distribute into the blood.
What are some other considerations in regards to collecting samples for therapeutic drug management?
It's important to collect specimens in the appropriate tube. Gel separator tubes, they should be avoided when collecting blood specimens because drugs may have the tendency to actually bind inside of the gel, and this can cause a falsely low result when doing analysis. And this is an explanation in case 2 where the hydrophobic drug was absorbed into the gel and that led to a low result. There are some analytes that are not stable for long periods of time at room temperature, and these specimens should be stored appropriately either at refrigerated or frozen temperatures. There are some drugs that are light sensitive and heat sensitive and may degrade rapidly. There are some drugs that will metabolize rapidly at room temperature, and therefore you should store them either refrigerated or frozen to minimize that.
Besides sample collection and sample considerations, what other things may affect the steady state of therapeutic drugs?
The concentration of drug in blood is dependent on several factors, such as the timing of the specimen collection, as we previously discussed, the half-life of the drug. Bioavailability also plays a role in the amount of drug that's present in blood. In addition to pharmacokinetics, how the drug is absorbed, how it's distributed, how it's metabolized, how it's excreted and eliminated. In addition, organ function also plays a significant role in this as well, in addition to drug-drug interactions.